Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello today to you successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and of course, I'm broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 10th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. You know, that's what it's all about. This show is about helping you to realize that you and only you are responsible for your success. And what we want to do is bring you tools and resources and ways to help you be a successful woman, whether it's in business or your personal life. I trust that all of you had a great weekend and are ready to get focused on your goals for the week. If you haven't started yet, here are three very important things that you must do at the beginning of every week. First of all, don't forget that on Sunday evening or early Monday morning, it's important for you to establish what's priority in your business. If you don't establish what's priority, you can't gain clarity and you can't gain focus. Don't forget about that, okay? It's very, very important. The next thing that's important, number two, is that you want to look at your time schedule. Okay, you know, as you begin to identify what's important, a lot of the times as business women, we forget, because we're such multitaskers, we forget to schedule all of our to-do items on our calendar. Now, if you'll remember from many of the episodes, I have shared with you that you definitely must always start out with the goal and then list all of the to-do items that are going to support that goal so that you can accomplish it. Well, if you let those to-do items stay on a piece of paper, they are never going to get done. So what you have to do is you have to go ahead and schedule each of those to-do items in a time slot or a time space on your calendar. And, you know, this is something that sounds very simple, but believe me, ladies, this is where we're missing the boat. This is why sometimes we cannot be as productive, because we are not properly carrying out the management of our time. And so what I'm trying to share are these things that are going to help you be successful, not only for this week, but they're going to help you to be successful throughout your life. So we talked about, number one, you know, identifying and getting clarity on your goals for the week. Number two, you really needed to make sure that you list your to-do items, and you needed to make sure that as you review your time schedule, that those to-do items are scheduled in there. So very, very important. And number three, staying focused. I want to encourage you that if you have items on your planner or in your planner or on your time management schedule that are activities that really aren't related to you accomplishing your goals for the week, I want you to seriously consider eliminating or postponing those activities, okay? Now, I'm not talking about canceling a doctor's appointment or something very important for your child's class or school, but what I am saying is that in order to be successful, we must get very focused and very serious about what it is that we are doing. We must ensure that our actions and all of our activities are pointing towards that goal or those sets of goals, okay? That's very important. When it's not, we're not going to accomplish it. It's going to be all in our head, and we're going to be wishful thinking that we could have accomplished those goals. So what that requires us to do is it requires us to sacrifice or to choose certain activities to be eliminated, and we have to do that in order to accomplish a particular goal, which goes back to why it's so important to gain focus and clarity on what it is that you would like to accomplish, okay? Because once you set your priorities, you can truly have clarity on what it is that you want to do. And that not only pertains, ladies, to just your week, but if we would start taking a look at the end of every year, maybe around September or October, and I'll talk about strategy in just a little bit, but if we would start taking a look at our business, if we would start doing a review of where we are in our business and how we need to improve, or whether we need to end one business and look at the possibility of starting another one for better results, we would be so much better, so much further in our success. So we really do need to look at strategizing and learning how to prepare things ahead of time. And that's very, very important. I guess you guys are saying Trina's getting very serious really quickly on the show today. Well, ladies, guess what? It is September. Okay, September 10th, as a matter of fact, and so we're looking at hitting the mid part of September at the end of this week. So as you can see, time waits for no one, and therefore we must learn to manage our time efficiently. We have such a wonderful show planned for you today. Our theme all this month is home business success, and today I'm going to be sharing with you the five top home business ideas. As I've shared on last Monday, millions of women operate a business from home, anywhere from administrative services and direct sales to lawn services and pet sitting. Women are creating flexible lifestyles and successful businesses. And many of you who are listening today perhaps already have a business, but, you know, maybe you've been thinking about that the business you have isn't necessarily the best that you could have started, or you're not getting the results and it's time to put it down, or perhaps you're working from home but you're considering doing something else to supplement whatever you're thinking about in reference to business. Know that you're going to get some good information today on these top five home business ideas, and I know that you guys are going to enjoy that segment. You're also going to get an opportunity to win an e-book today. That's right. I will be giving away three free e-books on how to publish your e-book in Kindle. So if you've ever been interested in publishing and learning how to get the word out there, how to get your expertise out there, this e-book will definitely help you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be featuring online publishing as one of the top business ideas, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you ladies today some information on the power of follow-up. Now, we've given this information in a teleclass before, and I'm not going to cover the whole thing, but I did want to talk to you about the power of follow-up, because one of the promises I made to you as we get closer to the end of the year is that I was going to start sharing with you ways to start strategizing and improving your process for better management and growth of your business so that you can go into 2013 with a boom. And so, of course, that is exactly what I am doing today. So we've got so much to share today, and hopefully all of you who are on the show and listening will go ahead and get your pens and your notepads, because you are going to be getting a lot of information. The show is going to be a little bit fast-paced today because of the information that we are sharing. So again, it's time now to go get your pen and your notepad. Well, before we get started, I want to ask you for a special blessing, as we always do on every show, and that is that you will flash over and call one business associate female, or perhaps a friend who has the desire to start a business, and let them know that the Successful Woman Radio Show is live on the air now. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that number is 347-637-2589. Let them know that we are talking about home business success. We're going to be talking about the top five home business ideas. Tell them they need to get on the show today to get motivated and inspired to move forward with their business ideas or with their current home business. Also, for those of you who are listening online, don't forget to flash over and go on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter and let individuals know that the Successful Woman Radio Show is on the air live. They can listen online by visiting blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. They can go there and listen live right now. I am just so excited about the show today because we're going to be talking about, again, home business success and ideas that can, you know, spark your imagination and help you as you're planning out which way you want to go with your business or with a new business. So I know that you guys are going to find the show very, very interesting today. We're also going to talk about joy, everyday joy, and I am going to be reading from my special book called Spiritual Refreshment for Women by Janice Hanna, Everyday Joy. I'm going to be reading an excerpt from there during our inspiration time. So, again, you guys are going to really, really love the show today. For all of you who are prayer warriors out there, I want to ask for a special prayer for my dad, Julian, who had a bypass surgery this past week. And, of course, I've been back and forth between business and the hospital. He's doing a lot better. But all of you prayer warriors out there, just keep my dad, Julian, in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers as I am one of his main caretakers. So we are really glad that he has made it through the bypass. And, of course, we'll be celebrating my dad's 90th birthday tomorrow. So that is truly a blessing. So thank you in advance to all of the prayer warriors out there who's keeping my dad and my family in your prayers. On another note, you know, this past weekend I had the opportunity just to read some great articles, some great business articles, and one article in particular that I was looking at had to do with the fact that women, more than ever, are getting depressed. And, you know, I found the article very interesting because I had recently talked about that. And so I want to just discuss that for a few minutes, you know, why women are getting more depressed. We're living in this 21st century where we have so much more available to us today. And so why is it that women are still getting depressed or getting stressed out, you know? Of course, I don't have all the solutions for that, but I want to share my insight on it, being that I talk to women all of the time, and perhaps you might have some insight that you would like to share as well. So as I began to talk about this, if you have any feedback or comments on why are women getting more depressed, please feel free to press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, you have to press the star button and then the number 1 on your phone keypad. And you can chime in on this as I discuss this for the next 3 to 5 minutes. You know, ladies, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, and I think all of you who are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, you're listening to the show because, like me, you have a desire to be successful. And not only do you have a desire to be successful in business, but you want to be successful in your life as well. And I think one of the things for women that's so very, very important, and I speak to us as a group, as women, because I am a woman. I know how we are feeling. And, of course, we want to feel accomplished. That means that we want to feel that we have done something with our lives, not just have been moms, not just have been wives and in a relationship with a significant other, but we want to feel that we as individuals have accomplished something in life. And when we have not, we start to feel stressed out. We start to ask ourselves the question, what am I doing? Why am I here? And we start to not feel happy. We start to feel sad inside. And even though, one of the things about women that I really notice is even though we are often saddened or stressed or even sometimes depressed, we're functional. We will keep moving on, and we will still smile, and we will keep going on, which in many ways can be a big motivator, because sometimes it can jolt us out of whatever we're feeling. But, ladies, we have to start digging deep. Now, I am not a psychiatrist, nor a psychologist, nor a social worker. I am just a female who loves and has a passion to help other women. But what I do know is this. A lot of the times we have a tendency to please everyone else, and we are not helping ourselves. And so I want to share this with you in reference to what I feel that God wants us to know, because a lot of the times we forget about this. But for those of you who are Christian or familiar with the Bible, there's one part with Jesus as he's talking to the Sanhedrin council, and they are trying to trip him up, and they are trying to get him to denounce God or what have you, and they're trying to see how intelligent he really is in Jewish history and knowledge and law. And so they ask him, what is the greatest commandment? You know, and he goes on to tell them that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, and the second is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And it's that second that I want to point out to you. You see, from that I have learned that God loves us so much that he has pre-installed and designed us in such a way that we automatically should be loving ourselves in such a high fashion that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. And see, he didn't say, well, the second commandment is to love yourself and then your neighbor. It's a given. It's an automatic given that inside of you, you are pre-designed, pre-installed to love yourself. And when we don't love ourselves, it's very difficult for us to love our neighbors, our children, our spouses, our significant others, our friends. It's very, very difficult for us to love them in productive ways. So we as women have to start taking care of ourselves. We have to, because if we don't take care of ourselves here on earth, nobody else is definitely going to do it for us. No one else is going to. We are the first ones. Case in point, when you're on an airplane, who do they tell you to put the mask on first before you help children or those that are disabled? They tell you to put the mask on yourself first. Why is that? Because if you don't put the mask on yourself, you could start panicking, you could start losing oxygen and air, and, you know, quite frankly, you could die and not be able to help anyone. That same scenario can be applied to us in everyday life. Ladies, if we don't start helping ourselves, if we don't start loving ourselves first, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to love our neighbor, to love anyone else. And what does that mean? Whatever desires you have in your heart, whatever passions, my dear sisters, you have in your heart, you need to pursue them. You need to take action. You need to have that unshakable faith that I often talk about. You need to make it work for you. Because if you don't, then inside of you resides an unhappiness or a discontentment that will continue to grow and fester, and it can eventually really turn into something quite nasty. So I want to encourage all of you who are listening to the show today to seriously make a commitment to yourself, to start following your passion, to start following your dreams, but not just follow them, take action, ladies, take action. Don't just listen to me every Monday, but apply what you are learning and take action to what it is that you want to do. And you know what? When it's not working, know that you don't have to be by yourself, that you can get assistance, that you can get others to listen to you intently and brainstorm with you on what will work and how it can possibly work. But what we can't do is that we can no longer ignore ourselves. And that is why I think so many women are stressed or depressed today in this 21st century. We are multitaskers. We are doing so much to help so many people, and we're trying to please everybody but ourselves. And we are not digging beneath the surface to look at what it is that we truly want in life. Now, while we do have to work a job sometimes, or while we have to keep doing things to bring in an income because we have responsibilities as being parents, or we have a responsibility for our daily needs, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to give up hope and just do that for a lifetime and never have the dream or the goal to make things better for yourself. So what I want to do is I want to give you ladies a chance to chime in on this. This is a very serious topic because as women, we need to be encouraging one another and we need to be sharing, okay, what we are feeling about this topic. So, again, what we're discussing right now, for those of you who have just tuned in, is that I read an article that is saying that women are more depressed now in the 21st century than they ever have been. And I just finished talking about the fact that perhaps it's because we are trying to please everyone else and not ourselves. We're not loving ourselves as we should, which makes it very difficult for us to love others in the way that's most productive. If you have any comments on that, please press *1 on your phone keypad. Let me know what you're thinking on that, or what have you ever experienced, not pursuing your dreams or your passions, and how did you feel when you weren't doing that? You know, did that get you stressed out? Very, very important. I'll never forget, one time, maybe about 8 years ago or so, I was getting ready to make a decision as to whether or not I wanted to keep Women About Biz going or not. And it was a rough decision for me. I had some other opportunities available to me that was going to make me more money, but I had to make this decision. And as I was making the decision, I noticed that I was getting more stressed. I was being short-fused with my husband all that week. Wasn't quite sure what was going on with me. I was getting really, really upset. He seemed to be all excited about this new opportunity, and he was continuously asking me, so how are you going to shut Women About Biz down? How can I help you? He seemed to almost be excited about me shutting it down, and I was at the time getting more depressed and stressed out about it, and I just had to get in a quiet space, and I had to start journaling so that I could objectively see what I was feeling. And what I realized is that Women About Biz was more than just a business for me. It was a passion. It was something that I would do free, even if I wasn't making money with it. It was something that was a part of my inner core that I had to do. And in essence, it was a ministry that I have for other women who have the desire to be successful in business. And I realized at that point that I could not let it go. And I had to be truthful with myself that while the other opportunity sounded fascinating, and while it could have doubled or even tripled my income very quickly, I had to be truthful with myself of what it was that I wanted to do. And once I made that decision and I was confident in that, I felt relieved. I felt rejuvenated. I felt a lot better. Why? Because I was truthful to myself. I was authentic with my own self in stating what it was that I wanted to do. And I was a little nervous about letting potential partners know that I didn't want to go ahead with their partnership and do what it was that they wanted to do. And I had to let my husband know this is not what I wanted to do. But you know what I did? I swiftly took action and I made it happen. I let everyone know exactly how I felt. I told my husband it wasn't for me. I'm sorry if he felt that it was kind of cutting into the family income, but that Women About Biz was exactly what I wanted to do. Once I made that decision, I woke up the next morning and God had given me such clarity on the direction to take Women About Biz. And so I say to you, you know, sometimes you just have to close out everything else that's happening in your life, and you have to get in a quiet space, in a quiet room, and you have to figure out what it is that you truly want. What is it that the authentic side of you really wants to be and do? But to thy own self, you really have to be true. You know, it is 12:25 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. If you feel like you would like to make a comment or quickly share a story that you have experienced in making a decision and not being stressed about your dreams and goals, please feel free to press star 1 on your phone keypad at this time, and we'll unmute you and let you share. In the meantime, I'm going to let you know about what's going on for the rest of this month with the show and our theme, Home Business Success. Make sure you mark your calendar for next Monday, September 17th, when we will cover your home office and technology. We're going to share with you some design tips on your home office, some ways to work as a solo entrepreneur, and we're going to cover some technology, some gadgets, and some software that might make your life a lot easier when you're running your business solo from home. And then on Monday, September 24th, we're going to have some guests on the show who are successful home business women, and that will be on Monday, September 24th, again, Home Business Success Profile. So make sure that you tune in to the show on those dates, and please do share the show with other women that you know need to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I also want to just remind all of you that coming up from September, I would say 27th, all the way through November, we're having a very special coaching session called Strategy 2013. Strategy 2013. And this is going to help you to develop your strategy for 2013. You're going to get all of the binder materials that you need. You're going to get the reading materials, audios. This is going to be quite a special coaching program. So stay tuned for more information. We have a big announcement coming out via e-announcement. So if you have not signed up at Women About Biz, please make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com and sign up as a free silver member. And then consider becoming a gold member at our $39 monthly rate. And here's why. Because the strategic planning, the Strategy 2013 coaching program that's getting ready to get started, you will be able to take advantage of that. And we're really excited about that. It's going to go all the way through November, right before Thanksgiving. And there's going to be just wonderful conversation, information, ways to make your business work, strategy, marketing blueprints that we're going to share with you, online strategies. So there's a lot that we're going to be sharing. And this particular program, we are going to be doing it every single week up to the first week or the last week before Thanksgiving. So again, this is going to be a very, very special coaching segment. So stay tuned for that. We have a detailed orientation planned for September 20th, that's next Thursday, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, stay tuned because we'll have a big announcement coming out in the email, and all of you will hear about it. And I am hoping that all of the ladies that are listening to the show today, I am hoping that you are going to want to be a part of the Coaching Strategy 2013 program, and that you're going to want to attend the orientation, which is at no cost, so that you can hear all of the great things that we'll be doing to help you plan for your strategy in 2013. So again, I'm very, very excited about that. And mark your calendars and stay tuned as you visit the Women About Biz website and our events section, because everything to register will be right there in the events section, okay? Very, very excited about that. Also want to just talk to you about the power of follow-up. This has been a teleclass that we have done. I'm going to cover just a little bit of it. But follow-up is just so important, and it's something that we need to start thinking more about as we get very serious about planning our business for the new year. So we're going to do that in just a moment. But right now I want to go ahead and I want to also remind you ladies to visit Women About Biz and to visit our advisors page. For those of you that don't know it, we do have some Women About Biz advisors. I'm one of them. We also have Cynthia Turner, our grant and content writer. Cynthia was on the show just a week or so ago, and you can learn more about her from our advisor page. And we also have our advisor, Wallet McCall, who is a life coach, and she is also owner of Another Level Coaching. So you can get free consultations, coaching sessions from us. All you need to do is go to the advisors page by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over advisors, and then from there, or clicking advisors, and you can see all of the advisors that are available to you thus far. So again, make sure that you take a look at that because, you know, you don't have to be by yourself as you're planning your business. There are individuals out there that can get you started, that can help you, point you in the right direction, and that's certainly something that we are doing with our advisors program here at Women About Biz. 12:31 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. We want to talk to you right now about the power of follow-up. Now, follow-up is one of the things that I attribute as a major factor in why a lot of the times we are not getting things done and why we don't get the results that we want to see. Follow-up is so very important for three primary reasons. Number one, follow-up is necessary when you are talking to potential customers or clients. If you don't follow up, you can't close the sale. The next reason why follow-up is so important, it's important to follow up with your current customers. Maybe they haven't placed an order with you recently, but following up with them in the way of communicating through e-newsletter or through an email is so very, very important. The next thing is that in anything that you want out of your business, follow-up must be a part of it, okay? Very, very important. So what I want to share with you quickly is five techniques to developing your follow-up system because, you know, again, following up is a system, and it is a collection of systems that's going to help us to be successful. So here's number one. Number one is that you have to define what follow-up means for your particular business industry, okay? Everyone's industry is totally different. Just to give you an example, some industries might require you to do a presentation, and then after the presentation you may do a follow-up meeting. So it depends on what your industry is, okay? Number two, remember to create a follow-up system for yourself, okay? And to do this, you must understand what the needs of your business is, when's the right time to follow up with your customers and potential customers, when it's time to follow up with your marketing. You have to understand that. And from having that information, you can create a follow-up system, complete with template letters that can be easily customized, marketing materials that can be created and printed, phone scripts that can be fine-tuned to target exactly what your contact needs, and much more, okay? Here's number three, become sticky with your contacts. Now, sticky is a term used in marketing to mean that you must always stay connected with the individuals that have contacted you about your products or your services. Now, here's where I feel many people, not just women, but here's where I feel many business owners go wrong, is that we don't stay sticky with our current customers and with the people that we meet. And as a result, they forget about us. So I want you ladies to remember that 100% of the time, follow-up remains our responsibility as businesswomen, okay? You must have a way to stay in front of your prospects, and you cannot expect them to just remember you. Most individuals, for example, experience hundreds or even thousands of images and messages a day. So unless your message is informative and frequent, most of the time your contacts or your connections won't easily remember who you are. So they have to really get used to you connecting with them, okay? Some ways to become sticky right quick is handwritten notes and cards, samples of your products or free trials, discount coupons, e-newsletters at least every 21 days, which is very, very important, free teleclasses, and remembering important dates such as your birthday and anniversary dates of your contacts, okay? Here's number four. Take detailed notes after each visit or phone call about what your contact mentioned or asked you. And for those of you who are part of Women About Biz, you know I talk about this often. It's a good idea to create a client intake and note form that is part of your follow-up system. Very, very important. And last but not least, number five, is ask for the business in following up. You know, all of the follow-up in the world won't help if you don't ask for the business. So, again, while you shouldn't appear to be pushy, you should simply ask, what can I do for you to become a client, for you to become my client or customer? That's very, very important, okay? So once you create a follow-up system for yourself, ladies, you're going to experience increased sales. You're going to gain new referrals, repeat business. You're going to open up a whole other door to other opportunities, but it all starts with the power of follow-up. Well, I thought you would enjoy that as a part of our education session. So if you have any questions about follow-up or you're trying to figure out your follow-up strategy, feel free to request a power talk from me. And to do that, all you need to do is to go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center in the top red menu bar, and in the right-hand column, just click on Schedule Power Talk. And that is a free coaching session where we can brainstorm and I can help you with your follow-up system or any other subject as it pertains to your business. Well, it's 12:37 after the hour, and I want to go ahead and dig right in. But right now I want to at least start offering our prize. We have a free ebook to give out to you, those who press star 1 on their phone keypad, the first three callers. It is how to publish your book on Kindle, using the Kindle, through Amazon.com. And again, this is a free e-publication to you. However, it is very valuable, and I know a lot of you who have been thinking about writing your book or starting some type of e-publishing company, perhaps this is a book that can help you. So if you press your on your phone keypad, star 1, then you can win your very own e-copy of the book, Kindle Success. So, again, feel free to press star 1, and the first three callers, we will let you come live on the air and claim your prize. And, again, that's star 1 on your phone keypad. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and I am going to move on into our hot topic for today, which is the top five home business ideas. And so I'm going to do that. I see that we do have one person who has pressed their phone. So let me see if I can pull you on the air. The last four of your phone number is 9829, 9829. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Rwanda calling you from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And you say your first name is Rwanda?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And Rwanda, what business are you in?
My husband and I, we're in a multi-level marketing business called Legal Shield. We've been a part of that company for 10 years.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and I would like to congratulate you because you have won your free copy of How to Publish Your Book on Kindle. And did you have a comment, Rwanda, on what we were talking about earlier in reference to why women are depressed?
Well, this is my first time listening to the broadcast. I've been meaning to do so every week. Mm-hmm. And I'm also in grad school, and so it's been flipping my mind. But my husband and I are driving back from Florida back to Atlanta, and I remembered it comes on at 12 o'clock noon. So I'm like, okay, let me listen to it while I got some time. And so that's what I did. And my husband keeps telling me in the background that he's enjoying it.
Oh, wonderful,
so, so we've already called several people who are a part of our team to get on the call and listen, because you are giving great information. And as far as what you were talking about, women being depressed and, you know, different things like that, I can tell you I have been there and have done it, didn't like it, don't want to go back,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Absolutely, I understand. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. We have captured your number, and we'll be calling you to get your email so that we can send you your e-prize, okay?
Thank you. We'll talk to you another time.
Okay, take care. And let's see, I see that we have someone else who has pressed star 1 on their phone keypad. The last four of your phone number is 9185. Caller, please give your name and the city you're calling from.
Hello, Trina. It's Tina Gray, Great Expectations.
Hey, Tina, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What are your thoughts on that? I think you had commented on that a few shows back, but, you know, why do you feel that women are getting more depressed in this 21st century?
Well, you know, I know I mentioned before that we compare ourselves to other people, but it's funny you would bring this up because over the weekend I've been wondering, so surely there's something more for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Although I love what I do with Great Patients, I think there's something out there that I can make something out of, you know, with my passion or whatever. I've thought about lots of things, and I struggle with, okay, trying to take on another new business while I maintain the other things that are in my plate, and it gets overwhelming sometimes. So I don't think it's depression. I just think it can be just somewhat overwhelming.
Yeah,
and
it can be.
And, of course, when those times come, of course, I shut everything down, drop to my knees, and, you know, and God tells me to just wait. So I'm
absolutely
waiting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes you do have to learn to stand still. That's very, very important. Well, Tina, you are the winner of one of those e-books on how to get published on Kindle, and we will be definitely getting that to you a little bit later today or tomorrow. So thank you so much for chiming in.
Okay, another thing I wanted to just say, I'm so glad that you didn't leave Women About Biz and go for the money, because we really need you. We appreciate you, and you are an awesome contributor to the success of so many businesses and just the lives of women. So
thank you.
Thank you
so much, Tina. Wonderful. And I think we have room for one more person. So if you press star 1 on your phone keypad at this time, then you will be able to win that last copy for free without having to pay for it on how to publish your very own book on the Amazon Kindle software. So again, one last time, just press star 1 on your phone keypad. In the meantime, ladies, we're going to move on and get started with top 5 home business ideas. I'm so excited about this because most of the time, you know, there are about 4 different segments in the small business industry. You have the micro business industry, which most of us belong in, and that's individuals that make anywhere from $0 to $1 million a year. That's the micro industry, okay? And then you have 3 tiers in the small business industry. Tier level 1, which is individuals with 1 to 5 employees, and then the mid-sector corporate world, and then the upper sector in the small business market. But for today, I am talking about micro business owners, those who primarily work from home. And our whole theme this month is home business success. And so today I want to start right now with giving you what I consider top five home business ideas. Now let me just quickly qualify as to how I broke this down, okay? What I did was I looked at Google to determine what people were searching for. I also looked at Entrepreneur Magazine, one of the top magazines. I also read, gosh, I must have read about 20 different articles in various authority sites on the topic of home business ideas. And then I looked at what people have been asking me all this year, okay? So how I've broken it down, number one, the first of the top five home business ideas is that I broke them down, some of them, into broad categories. So let's start off with service businesses, because service businesses are becoming even more so of a huge need in this 21st century. But of them, I'm going to give you a few that I think women have been attracted to and have been successful in. First of all, there are business services, that is bookkeeping, virtual assistance, which is virtual administrative services, there is accounting, and there is also office organization and planning services as well. Okay, so those are some of the business services that have been doing well. Next in the world of service businesses is child care services. Child care continues to be a hot, hot commodity, and, of course, it probably always will be. You know, as long as people are having children, they're going to need a trusted source to person to provide quality child care. Home daycares are just such a gem for the individual who has a passion for taking care of children. Or perhaps you are wanting to plan and have a child and you're not necessarily wanting to go outside of the home, then a home child care service could be your answer, especially if you love children. Now, the one thing that I'd never recommend is that you do a home child care just to make money. It's just not going to work, trust me. You have to have a passion and love for children, which is so very important. Next is something that's close and dear to my heart, and that is children's birthday party planning. For those of you that don't know it, I owned the first direct sales birthday party planning service for children in San Diego, California, and I later sold that birthday party planning company to another one out of Florida. So I know a lot about children's birthday party planning. I knew even 8 years ago that it was going to be something huge, and it really can be. So children's birthday party planning can be a very great business from home. The nice thing about it is that you can use high school teenagers to work on a part-time basis and train them how to conduct children's birthday parties. Consulting services are huge in the service industry. Consulting services such as business consulting. What about home business consulting, helping people not only to choose a home business ideas, but helping them from everything from setting up their home office and knowing what the law is in their local area. So home business consulting can be a big thing. If you have an expertise, okay, and you have been laid off work or you know someone else that has been displaced and they have been working for several years and they have an expertise, then they may want to look at how they can turn that into a consulting practice. Let's take a look at coaching, because coaching has been something very huge in this 21st century, but coaching is very valuable. It's actually not anything new. It's just people have begun to realize how valuable coaching can be, not only in sports, but in other areas of our lives, in almost every aspect, okay? So coaching is a huge thing, and there are many coaching programs that are out there that can help you, but the first thing you need to know about coaching is that you just have to have a passion for talking with people and for loving people in spite of themselves and helping them to accomplish their goals. Now, someone asked me a while back, what's the difference between coaching and consulting? So I want to quickly let you know the difference between those two. Consulting is advising an individual based off of your years of expertise. It's actually giving them the advice to follow your directive, okay? That's not what coaching is. Coaching, on the other hand, is motivating, okay, educating, and helping a person to become self-empowered, okay, is teaching them how to direct themselves, and it's allowing them to make their own choices, okay, and showing them how to make the best decisions for them through what we call questioning, okay? And so that's the difference between consulting and coaching. One is advice, and the other is providing motivation, support, education, and encouragement. Okay, so that's the difference. So in the service businesses, again, business services, child care services, children's birthday party planning, consulting and coaching tend to be the hot ones in the service industry. Okay, now I want to move on to another one, and that is in the home baked goods industry. Okay, the cupcake business is hitting off the chain. So for those individuals that really like baking, perhaps you may want to look at baking with a niche. Perhaps your niche can be cupcake business. Perhaps it could be brownie business. Perhaps it could be cake pops. Many of you have seen the new cake pops that are out there. But niching in a baking industry is something that you may want to take a look at. Now, a quick note here about the baking industry. In certain states, you're not allowed to have a business out of your home where you're actually baking. So what you'll have to do is you have to manage the administration of the business from the home, but then you have to actually rent a kitchen. Many areas, such as small business development centers and business incubators, have now built kitchens where you can actually use them. I know here in the Metro Atlanta area, in the Kennesaw State Small Business Development Center for Women, they have actually built a incubator which houses a kitchen that you can rent the kitchen space. So there are several other states and local cities that have that. So don't despair if you're interested in the baking business. There is a way to make it work between home and a commercial location. Now we're going to move on into the third top five home business ideas. We've talked about service businesses. We also talked about home baking, such as cupcakes, brownies, cake pops. Those are really, really big. Now we're going to talk about an industry that a lot of individuals are in, and I think that you need to listen up for this. The direct sales and network marketing is one of the hottest home business ideas on the market today. As a matter of fact, this industry is making more millionaires today than in any other industry in the U.S., okay? It's a very fast-growing industry, and it encompasses a lot of different types of direct sales and network marketing businesses as well. Individuals going into the direct sales network marketing industry usually can earn a great income through two ways. Retail, which means that they can join a direct sales or a network marketing business, and they can purchase wholesale and sell retail and earn income from that. But then they can also make great income from referral marketing. And what that is that they could build their own sales team or refer other representatives and earn an income from that as well. At that point, an individual is not only able to earn retail, but they can earn referral profits and they can grow their business very rapidly. Thus, that is the big thing in the direct sales, the network marketing industry. There are some skills that are needed, and I feel responsible I have a responsibility here to slow it down and to let you know that there are some skills that are required here that you must have going in. Now, I know a lot of people will say, well, when you get into direct sales or network marketing, you don't have to have those skills. And no, you don't. You can gain them. But the individuals that are doing well are required to have these skills, strong speaking skills. You must have an outgoing personality, knowledge in relationship marketing, meaning you can't be scared to come up to a person and develop a relationship, even if you don't know them. You need strong leadership skills. You need to and must enjoy networking on and offline, which is so very, very important. And really, there's not a lot of room for an individual who's an introvert or an individual who has a fear of talking to people that they don't know, because all of these things will hold you back from excelling in the direct sales network marketing industry, okay? So that's very, very important. So I, you know, could go on and on about listing different direct sales companies, and I'm not going to recommend one or the other, but some of the top companies that are out there today include Artist International, Avon, Five Links, Mary Kay, OrganoGo, Legal Shield, and so many others. And if I didn't call yours, charge it to my head. I just wanted to call out a few that are some of the top ones that are out there, okay? But what you need to know, what you need to know, again, about direct sales and network marketing is that you do need to go in with a specific set of skills, okay? But once you catch on and once you're willing to follow the blueprint that each of those direct sales and network marketing companies are laying out for you, just as they had promised, you are going to get paid and paid well. Moving on, we're going to talk about an internet business becoming an affiliate. Okay, so internet business is number three. That's another top home business idea, an affiliate, probably one of the most attractive business types there is today. An affiliate business represents one or more products of companies offering a referral fee for those who actually click an affiliate link from that person's website or a site they've built specifically around a particular product or service. Once the purchase is made, the affiliate will receive a referral commission that can range between 10 and 25%. Affiliates that are able to draw large amounts of traffic to their sites are considered super affiliates. They often earn thousands monthly. So here's what you're going to need to know about this. You'll want to learn as much as possible about building and maintaining a website or blog. You'll want to learn how to build traffic, okay, and how to get traffic to come to your site. And you'll really want to learn a lot about the science of the affiliate programs, okay? You'll also need a reasonably priced web or blog host. So, again, there's a lot that you can do. There are, I know of people who own affiliate businesses. Maybe they have 10 or 20 different websites and 10 or 20 different subjects where they're making money with, okay? You'll also want to learn about pay-per-click advertising like Google AdWords, as it can be used to attract targeted traffic and generate sales. So, again, I'm giving you, you know, information today just to get the juices, the creative juices flowing. So I'm not giving you all that you need to know about these five home business ideas, okay? But what I want you to understand is that this is what's hot right now. Okay, the next thing about internet business that's hot is online retail. Perhaps you have, you make jewelry, or perhaps you make your own home candles, or perhaps you want to sell your baked goods, whatever it is, then you may want to go into having an online retail store. Okay, which is where you are going to market your wares through a shopping cart and an online website. A good site to take a look at is Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y.com, because they are very good and they allow you to start your online business slowly without having to get together that shopping cart. They have it already made for you, and you can push out your wares through Etsy. So take a look at Etsy.com. For online publishing, of course, you know, information is the number one reason why millions of people use the internet every day. So while ebooks are not new to the industry, they are becoming more popular than ever before. So you definitely need to know that Amazon and Google have opened up the door for online publishing and are allowing individuals to publish and market their ebooks to their millions of customers. This is a huge potential and a great way to get your publication seen. So the days of being turned down by a major book publisher is over, ladies. Amazon reports that their online books are selling through the roof. So pay attention to that because it is so very, very important. also want to let you know about a couple of others, you know, that I think that you will find interesting. You know, a lot of the times people don't realize it, but mobile services are becoming huge. So the next hot idea is mobile services. Mobile services such as a personal chef, a personal trainer, a personal masseuse, a personal hairstylist, all of these mobile services can do really well running from home. You just want to check the zoning regulations, but most of these can be done. Also, a personal home sitter and a personal care attendant. More and more people are taking care of their adult parents, which is so needed these days. Last but not least is a tutoring service for children. Okay, a tutoring service for children. A home tutoring service is something that's greatly needed. You can do it two ways. You can either be a mobile tutor, or you can have children to come to your home where you've set up a room and you set up a system for tutoring other children. This is perfect for the teacher who's tired of the school system and is looking for some ways to extend her income, and she wants to tutor children in science and math and reading. Okay, so there you have it. You have some hot home business ideas. I want to encourage everyone to get on the internet and start researching for yourself and extending these ideas and looking at how they can help you with your creativity, okay? Last but not least, I want to give you some inspiration for your week. Some inspiration for your week, okay? This is called Restored Joy. When you restore your home, ladies, you return it to its prior state, its best possible condition. But is it possible to restore joy? Can you really get it back once you lose it? Of course you can. Ladies, joy is a choice and can be restored with a single decision. So today and this week, make up in your mind and get ready for the renovation to take place as you ask the Lord to restore the joy that you have inside of you. Remember, joy is your responsibility. Bring it to yourself. Please don't forget to check your email. We've got that big announcement coming out for the Strategy 2013 coaching program, which will last all the way up to the last week before Thanksgiving. And also don't forget to share the Successful Woman Radio Show with others. We've got a hot show coming up next week where we will be talking about home office and technology. So stay tuned. Ladies, it's been real, and I hope that you have enjoyed this information. Take care, everybody. Have a productive and abundant week. Bye-bye.